American Language Course, Book 20, Tape 2D. Hello. Open your book to the Language Laboratory Activities for Tape 2D. Look at Figure 1. Listen and repeat. Number 1. I really enjoyed London. Where else did you go besides London? Number 2. The salad I had for lunch was terrible. What else did you have besides the salad? Number 3. This is not the first time I've been to Europe. When else did you go? Number 4. I don't think he went to the doctor's for a checkup. Why else would he go? Number 5. That's not the way to get to the beach. How else can you go? Number 6. Paul's going to the movies with me. Who else is going with you? Now look at Figure 1 again. Listen to the same sentences and answer with the questions in the figure. Number 1. I really enjoyed London. Repeat. Where else did you go besides London? Number 2. The salad I had for lunch was terrible. Repeat. What else did you have besides the salad? Number 3. This is not the first time I've been to Europe. Repeat. When else did you go? Number 4. I don't think he went to the doctor's for a checkup. Repeat. Why else would he go? Number 5. That's not the way to get to the beach. Repeat. How else can you go? Number 6. Paul's going to the movies with me. Repeat. Who else is going with you? Look at Figure 2. Listen to the sentence. Then make a sentence with else words. Look at the example. Listen. I'm taking something to the party. Repeat. I don't know who else is taking anything. Number one. I can't get the right answer to this problem. Repeat. I don't remember how else to do it. Number two. Jane was at the meeting. Repeat. I didn't see who else was there. Number three. The ticket office is out of tickets. Repeat. Do you know where else I can get some? Number four. I can't go on Tuesday. Repeat. I don't know when else I can go. Number five. Jane is upset with her brother. Repeat. I don't know why else she would leave. Number six. It's not a good time to go to the mountains. Repeat. I'm not sure when else I can go. Number seven. I don't want to bother you. Repeat. I didn't know who else to ask. Number eight. Tom isn't home right now. Repeat. Do you know who else I can call? Now look at figure three. Listen to a question and then answer it. Use the cues. Look at the example. Who else besides Jane is going? Besides Jane, Paul is going. Repeat. Besides Jane, Paul is going. Number one. Where else did he go besides Paris? Repeat. In addition to Paris, he went to London. Number two. You said you ate some ice cream. What else did they have for dessert? Repeat. They had cake as well as ice cream. Number three. Do you know how else I can do this? Repeat. No, I don't know of any other way. Number four. Who else besides Ali made 100 on the test? Repeat. In addition to Ali, Ron made 100 on the test. Number 5. I've taken my English, but do you know what else I need to graduate? Repeat. Yes, besides English, you need math and history.
Look at figure 4. Listen to each sentence. Then use the question word and the word else to ask a question. I'll be Anne. I'm going to take a trip. First, I'm going to Houston. Repeat. Where else are you going? Probably Galveston, too. I like to go to the beach. Repeat. What else do you like to do? I like to go sightseeing, too. You know, I don't know if we'll go by plane. Repeat. How else would you go? Maybe by car. Mary and I are not going alone. Repeat. Who else is going with you? Alice. You know, Mary's not really sure she can go this time. Repeat. When else can she go? I don't know. Maybe Lisa will go instead of her. Now let's say the dialogue again. I'll be Anne. You be the student. Make a question with the question word and else. I'm going to take a trip. First, I'm going to Houston. Probably Galveston, too. I like to go to the beach. I like to go sightseeing, too. You know, I don't know if we'll go by plane. Maybe by car. Mary and I are not going alone. Alice. You know, Mary's not really sure she can go this time. I don't know. Maybe Lisa will go instead of her.
Look at figure 5 now. Listen to the paragraph 2 times. There are some lines so you can take notes. Then paraphrase the paragraph. Remember that when you paraphrase something, you write in different words to make the meaning clearer. But the meaning stays the same. Let's begin.
Traffic control. Traffic in large cities in the United States is a major problem. During rush hour, the traffic stops or slows, sometimes for hours. People going to or from work occasionally spend hours in their cars waiting for the traffic to move. The newest help for traffic problems is the helicopter. During rush hour, helicopters fly over the main highways of the city. They can see accidents or anything that appears to slow down traffic. They send back reports that describe the conditions and locations of the problems. This new method of traffic control is helpful to everyone.
Listen once again. Continue to take notes or begin to paraphrase the paragraph.
Traffic control. Traffic in large cities in the United States is a major problem. During rush hour, the traffic stops or slows, sometimes for hours. People going to or from work occasionally spend hours in their cars waiting for the traffic to move. The newest help for traffic problems is the helicopter. During rush hour, helicopters fly over the main highways of the city. They can see accidents or anything that appears to slow down traffic. They send back reports that describe the conditions and locations of the problems. This new method of traffic control is helpful to everyone.
When you have finished writing, turn to the last page of this tape and check your paraphrase. This is the end of tape 2D, book 20.